President Donald Trump's transition team ordered Environmental Protection Agency employees to limit participation in an Alaska environmental conference this week. The Alaska Forum on the Environment has gathered more than 1,000 people in Anchorage to discuss topics ranging from rural drinking water and sanitation to climate change. Executive Director Kurt Ilo says he got a call just 3 days before the conference opened.
On Friday, the day Friday this past week, we got a phone call from the local office of EPA, and we were informed that EPA was directed by the White House transition team to minimize their content, their participation in the Alaska Forum on the Environment to the extent possible.
In an emailed statement, transition official Doug Erickson said the decision was an effort to limit excessive travel costs at the EPA. He said the agency decided to cut the number of employees attending from 34 to 17. Some EPA staff who didn't make the conference would have come from Seattle or Washington, D.C. But Ilo says some EPA staff based just blocks away in downtown Anchorage were also told not to attend. Ilo says EPA worked hard to minimize disruption, and only one of the conference's more than 100 sessions was canceled because of the change. But he says the decision has raised concerns.
There's a lot of uncertainty amongst the folks here at the forum. There's concern about the tribal programs. There's concern about how we're going to address things like climate change in the next upcoming administration. But we really don't know that.
Ilo says it's the first time in the 19-year history of the conference he can recall this happening, and the decision comes on top of a series of actions that have unnerved some of EPA's partners, including the decision to remove some information about climate change from the EPA website. The former head of the EPA transition recently told the AP he'd like to see the agency's staff cut in half.